Well, we just all call them a stack rail fences. Yes, sir, stack rail fences. Whoop, I hope make a minute of them there thing, though, and haul. Yes, sir.
And what were they replaced by?
Other rails, of course, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when one of them rot out, you know, go cut some more. Jack up down with it, it's in the below there, you know. And just jack up at that rail and put in a new rail.
Or you could just...
Sure. That's right, yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Around a garden, what would you have? Smaller.
We'd go out there and cut some trees, pretty good sized trees. You know, we had to put timber back there, you know. Of course, we'd cut a larger tree and cut them so long as you want them, 4, 5, or 6 foot long, you know, and split them up and split them in a way to rive paling. We had a fro. We had a hand in a fro. It was sort of made in a L. And we'd rive palings out of that. Yes, a thin paling, so thick, you know. Yes, sir, we learned how to do that, you know. Ride palings, split it open, you know, and ride them palings, you know.
You mean you take a tree about this
big? Oh, and larger than that. No, it's a big tree, large tree, you know.
And then
split it up. Yes, sir, split it down into small pieces, what you can handle good. And then take that throat in and split it. Just narrow as you want them at paling, you know. Just hit it and start it in. Get it about halfway then, split it in there and bust it open. Where you then stick your fro in there and hit it down with another little mold we made, you know. And split off them palings, you know. Turn it each way you want to go. Oop, I made a many of them paling. Yes, sir. And then, of course, you cut the posters out there and put your posters in. Cut you some old rails, split rails, you know. And turn them up edge way to where, you know, the square would, you know, but be up like, trim them, nail them to them posters, then nail them palings to them. Man, make some good gardens.
What's the difference between a paling fence and a picket fence?
A picket fence. I don't know about the picket fences. Palings?
Probably the same thing.
Maybe a new name they give them, palings. Mm-hmm. We call that a paling. Palings, yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, when you first got wire, how long ago was that?
It ain't been so many years ago. Of course, some people's had it, you know, some. But, you know, the most of the people, it ain't been so many years ago before they could get wire, you know. Mm-hmm. They still make them palings, you know. Mm-hmm. It was good.
And you wire the palings together?
Well, we nail them. We nail them then, you know. Yes, sir.
And how about that wire with the stickers on?
At barbed wire? Yes, sir. We didn't need that then. Of course, that's what we put on the pasture fence, making a big fence around a lot of time. And then a lot of time we cut poles and make that pasture fence for the cattle.
I see.
Yes,
incidentally, you said, did you ever use the word meadow for... Is it a meadow?
Yeah, right, that's it, yes, sir. Just the meadow, you know, that's what we call them.
Where
they graze at, you know, mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Is that bad land, or?
I tell you what is, better the land is, you know, the better the grass would be, a meadow would be, you know.
Oh, I see.
Yes, sir. We just had to pick out a place, you know, to put the cattle, you know. Of course, they would pick out some good land, you know, it'd be spotted, you know. Would better the land would be, by the more meadow the cows would have to eat.
I see.
Yes, a graze on.
And speaking of land, I was wondering the different kinds that you say you cleared a lot of land. Exactly what is bottom?
Bottom is down in the low land, down in the low country, you know, in the low
is
land.
Is that good land?
Yes, that's good land. That's what it is. Yes, that's at bottom. That's good land. Of course, we cut on the ridge out on the hill land, you know. But that bottom land is down in the level land. Yes, that's good land.
Is that swamp or?